Good morning, boys. Okay, so, before we get started, let's pray. Do you have any prayer requests?
Lord, I pray in the rain.
Okay, good. Anything you're thankful for? Thank you, Lord.
My son, they come out.
Yes.
This new day that we were safe on the trip.
Any other? Any other requests, I think?
Thank you.
Okay, that's fine. Lord God, we thank you for this beautiful morning, sunshine. Lord, we thank you for the summertime and things growing again, health and strength and life. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness when we failed. Thank you, Lord, for raising us up and helping us each day and your grace. And bless these boys. Thank you for all the good things that they mentioned. Be with the requests that were made too, Lord. Just help each one, and especially be with those, Lord, and help those who it looks unfortunate, the hard things they've had to go through. So help us each one, Lord. Be strong. In Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 102. Admonishing himself how he should think toward the Lord. Okay? Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his rewards, who is merciful to all your transgressions, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from corruption, who crowns you with mercy and compassion, who satisfies your desire with good things, and your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord shows mercies and judgment to all who are wronged. He made known his ways to Moses, the things he willed to the children of Israel, to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not become angry to the end, nor will he be wrathful forever. He did not deal with us according to our sins, nor reward us according to our transgressions. For according to the height of heaven from earth, so the Lord reigns in mercy over those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how he formed us. He remembers we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes through it, and it shall not remain, and it shall no longer know its place. But the mercy of the Lord is from age to age upon those who fear him, and his righteousness upon children's children. To such as keep his covenant and remember his commandments to be with him. The Lord prepared his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all you his angels, mighty in strength to do his word, so as to hear the voice of his words. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Well, it's just good, isn't it, to read these simple words and think about how God God's kingdom is overall. The Lord prepared his throne in heaven. Rules over everything. And God is just in control of everything. Mankind just wants to try to get away from the thought of God. Man would like to become his own master and just think that he can control everything. And they make up stories about millions and millions of years and how things have evolved and just completely let God out of the picture. That's how man likes to do, to kind of set himself up as being pretty great. Forget there's anybody greater than himself. But as we read this song, it's just a blessing to think about how God's throne is in heaven. His kingdom rules over all. He sends his angels out to do his words. And so the admonishment is throughout this song, to bless the Lord. Think about how great and good God is, and how he takes care of us. He shows mercies. Now, you remember what it says, he shows mercies to who and judgment to who? You can look. In the first several verses, it says who he shows his mercies to. Not quite what I was thinking of. Verse 6. To those who are wrong. Yes, the Lord. So the Lord is going to show mercy and judgment. He does to all who are wrong. What do we tend to do whenever we're wrong? When someone wrongs us or something, or we imagine someone took advantage. What do we want?
Yeah,
we want to make sure that we take things into hand and get things squared away and right up. Yeah. Okay. But no, we can leave that with the Lord. Right. Okay, and then this psalm talks about how the Lord is compassionate, merciful, slow to anger, and so forth. And but the Lord reigns in mercy down verse 11 over who? This merciful God, this kind, good God here. Yes, those who fear him. That's how he is to those who fear him. And again, at the end of verse 13, how does that verse end?
Like a father feedeth his children to the Lord,
and fear him. Those who fear him again. Yes. So those who do not fear him, those who don't fear God, don't get included in this chapter. It says the Lord is compassionate, merciful, slow to anger, kind, gracious. To do those who fear him. So if you don't fear God, and you just don't want God in the picture, you won't have this mercy, compassion, kindness either, right? Right, because all these verses here are to those who fear him. Okay? So down to the end of verse 17, how's that verse end? Yes, upon those who fear him. Again, the mercy of the Lord is from age to age upon those who fear him. And then verse 18, to such as keep his covenant and remember his commandments to do them. Okay, that's who this chapter is to. It just shows us how good God is. But those who do not remember God's commandments to do them, they won't ever see a good God like that. They won't know God like that. They'll think God is a mean God. And it'll just get worse and worse for them, I believe. And they'll think less and less, worse and worse of God, because they're not following his ways. They don't know the God that we know. If, as long as we follow his commandments, we have fear God. So, remember that. Okay, and for next Sunday, I'd like you boys to get an example of someone who was wrong, somebody in the Bible that was wrong, but just let God take care of it, didn't do anything about it. Okay?
and what their, maybe what their end was. Somebody who was wrong, or someone who was cheated or hurt in some way by somebody else, but they just forgave and let go and let God take care of it, and how they ended up. Okay. And for you older boys, an example of someone who was cheated or harmed in some way by somebody else, and then took it into their own hands to make things right. They judged for themselves and their end, what their end was. So. Okay, boys, you want to get up and say your verses for last week and tell them what it was about?
We had to get verses about someone who cried out to God, and I got about whenever God didn't send rain for 3 years, Elijah asked God for rain and prayed, and then he sent his servant out, and his servant saw a cloud the size of a man's hand, and then soon it was dumping down rain.
Psalm 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears.
I got Matthew 8, verses 1 through 4. And when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, a leper came to him and bowed down to him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And he stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
When Jonah sinned, God put Jonah into a big fish's belly, and then Jonah cried out to God to put mercy on him, and then God made the fish spit Jonah out on the dry land.
One time Jesus was preaching to a multitude, and this old woman that had been sick for 14 years came up and touched him, and he asked who had touched him, and she was afraid, and she didn't say until a little later. And then he said, she asked for him to have mercy on her and make her well, and he said, your faith has made you well.
In Mark 10:46-52, and they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Ask God to help us. I just thought whenever I'm tempted to do wrong, I just ask God to help me.
Sometimes I go through trials and I want to ask the Lord to stop them, but He's normally, I think He's trying to bring you through those trials to show you something that you need to change in your own life.
I kind of had something similar to my brother there. I was thinking how oftentimes when I go through life, it's like things start getting bad and I start struggling and failing, and then I just want to cry out to God and get it fixed to where it's just more comfortable. But then I realized that, or I was thinking this morning, how there's a blessing to just following the Lord because He's worthy, instead of just to get your life fixed up.
One time I was working on a mower and I lost a little screw, and I looked and looked and I couldn't find it, and so finally I asked the Lord to help me find it, and I found it.
Wednesday I asked the Lord to, if I wouldn't have a headache that day, if it's His will, and I didn't get a headache that afternoon.
Sometimes I just like ask the Lord to help me through the day, and it goes well.
Last week we were working on a barn and we were really trying to get it done, and it looked down south that it was just going to come a big storm and going to rain us out, and we asked God to help us get the barn done before it started raining, and it seemed like He parted the clouds for us so that we could get it done, and then it rained that night.
It's whenever, sometimes when I need help doing something, I ask God to help me.